My name is Erica. I'm 16 years old. Today is, I think it's the 23rd or the 20th of November. And I'm speaking with my mom, Yumi. We are recording this interview in San Diego, California. So, Mama, share some of your greatest childhood memories with me.
When I was 13 years old, I went to USA and Canada.
So, why didn't you go to USA for vacation?
And it's kind of the internship program of my middle school in Japan.
Oh, so is it like an exchange? Do you know the parents you live with during your stay in Florida or in USA?
Yeah, I have been in Florida at the dormitory of college first.
Oh, and college.
Maybe 2 weeks.
College? I thought you were in the middle school.
I was middle school, but you know, it's kind of the ESL program
mm-hmm.
at the college.
Oh, college?
Yeah, the placement is college, but it's for us, the students. And the teacher was a college student.
Oh.
So, this is a, internship program before graduate college.
All right.
Yeah, so that's why.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any family traditions passed down to a generation? Please tell me. If not, can you tell me about your grandparents?
Yeah, my father's grandfather was sake maker. Sake mean the...
Wait, a commercial sake maker? Like she...
Yeah, commercial. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And my mother's grandmother was farmer.
Oh.
Growing rice and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, do you know what kind of special vegetables she grows, or you don't know?
And, I remember the cucumber and
that's,
watermelon.
Oh, watermelons and
tomatoes and eggplant.
Oh, so she's a vegetable farmer.
Yeah.
Yeah, just only a vegetable farmer. Did she kept any animals?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, main part of her working is growing rice field.
Oh, yes, yeah, so, I know. I definitely know.
Yeah, so huge rice field she took care of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, did she kept ducks? Or
no.
Oh.
No animals.
Oh, okay. So do you have a favorite teacher when you were little? Tell me what kind of teacher he or she was. Do you know if it was in elementary school, middle school, or high school?
At the elementary school, I was third grade. The name of the teacher is Miss Shimose.
Shimose.
Yeah,
okay.
And she was an old woman, and she was very strict, but she is very kind because she's very worried about my little sister, and she was also the teacher. Was my, of my little sister, and mm-hmm. she wanted to go to middle school, the private middle school.
Oh, private.
But she needs to pass the exam test.
Mm-hmm.
But she was not so good. So the Miss Chimose is so worried about her.
Mm-hmm.
And she had volunteer to teach.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you know that she invited her house. And she has been teaching almost 1 year for her, for my little sister.
Oh.
And finally,
your sister passed.
She passed the test. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So about in the future, like when you met Dad, can you tell me about your happiest moments together?
For my parents?
No. You and Dad. Like you and your husband.
No. So you going to this one, right? The honeymoon?
No. Oh. Right here. So I heard that my dad and you went to Pizza Hut, right?
Yeah, this is for my, you know, childhood experience. So sorry, I misunderstood the question. So could you repeat me again?
So can you tell me about your happiest moments together? Can you tell me about your happiest moments with you and your husband? Yumi and Fumi.
When we are young, before marriage, we went to movie.
Oh, a movie?
Yeah, movies.
Do you remember what the name of the movie?
Yeah, there are lots of movies we have seen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's kind of not a, you know, Hollywood movie. That this is a Europe movie.
Oh yeah, foreign movies.
Yeah, yes. Mm-hmm. So that we love to see it.
Mm-hmm.
So that we went to a lot of, you know, movie theater.
Speaking of movies, were there like movie snacks on sale, like popcorn here today?
They have, but not so popular.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, they sell. I believe now they sell now. But at that time, they didn't sell it.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. So after you married, can you tell me about your honeymoon?
My husband and I went to Fiji Island.
Oh, Fiji Island?
Yeah, do you know Fiji Island?
Yeah. Did he went on a cruise or went on a plane just have your honeymoon in Fiji?
Just a, you know, airplane.
Oh,
trip. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that maybe 3 or 4 days.
Do you remember what you did in Fiji? Like go touring, look at the animals, sightseeing or stuff?
Go to beach.
Oh, yes, the beach. Absolutely.
And we visited the small island.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the resort island.
Oh, yeah. A resort island. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. So in back to your childhood, do you remember what you did during the summer when you were off to school or like any school break?
Yeah, during the summer break, yeah, we went to family trips. For example, went to harbor or beach or mountains.
Oh yeah, the harbor, beach, mountains.
Yeah.
Have you ever went to Mount Fuji in your childhood before?
No.
Oh.
It's okay. More we went to the small mountains.
Okay.
It's easy one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like a, you know, going to trail.
Going to trail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My father, liked fishing.
Oh, yes, fishing, yeah. Like me.
Yeah, the fishing. So the we went to fishing, but the we don't, you know, the usually I didn't fishing, but the, you know, the my father went to fishing during, uh-huh, yeah, during the stay.
Both the sea and the river?
Yeah, sea and the river.
Oh, that's really awesome.
Yeah.
So what did you expect from me before I was diagnosed with autism? Did you expect me to be like become a tailor when I grow up and stuff? I'm doing non-disabled perfect and more stuff?
I expected girl, the, you know, second child, and you know, you are born, and I was so happy,
mm-hmm,
and you are healthy child, so I was so happy. And if she has any disability, but you know, I would accept because it's my child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you didn't expect anything but the child being being healthy. So you didn't expect anything, right?
No. No.
Okay. So how did you feel when my older brother Koji and I were diagnosed with autism? Did you have faith in us that we can achieve lots of goals like me?
And I'm talking about for my old son, and he was the first son. He was the first child, and he was diagnosed. When he was diagnosed, I was, you know, not so happy.
Yeah.
But my husband and I accepted it earlier timing, because we moved in United States.
Oh, so he was Koji was diagnosed in America.
And it's kind of half and half, because you know, the before 2 years old, and maybe probably he was autism,
mm-hmm,
in the some doctors said but you know, the we came in San Diego and diagnosed.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, in San Diego. So the we know maybe he has some disability, yeah, before come,
mm-hmm,
yeah, in San Diego.
So what she means is that in Japan, doctors weren't sure if Koji really had autism, but until mom and dad went to America with him. That was a time when doctors were really, in America, were really, really, really sure that he has Koji has severe autism. So yeah. I have a last question.
Yeah.
Wait, what was what are you gonna say again?
And I add another information. We moved in United States, and we were happy because my son has a useful support for curing autism, so that we are so happy.
Or like trying to deal with his autism, because he still has autism.
Yes, he still has it, but you know, that he has been get you know, lots of support. Yeah, or you know, at school, or mm-hmm, the therapist, or the kind of, you know, the medical,
mm-hmm,
treatment, and so we are happy.
Yeah, I think he's doing well. Well, except for the time when he gets angry. So. Last question. Can you tell me about the most important people in your whole life?
Yeah, first of all is, you know, the my family and my friends, especially we moved in San Diego. And
you mean your like grandma and grandpa or this family right here?
Yeah, the both of them. But you know, the after moving in San Diego, the you know our family has you know the most important is most important. And also we made a friends in San Diego.
Oh
and,
yes,
yeah, they helped, and also the you know the drawing my children's school or treatment. We got you know good teachers.
Oh yeah, yeah. Maybe that's why I reached those milestones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, other than Kanako, do you know any friends you had still live in San Diego or in San Diego County?
And you know, we made some friends in San Diego.
Oh.
So the you know the this was you know they were new friends, not in Japan.
Oh.
Yeah, and we have good relationship for them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it was nice talking to you, Mom.
Yeah.
I'm so glad for giving me support throughout my life. I understand that I try the best raising us to be the best children everybody ever seen, and I'm actually really happy to live right now.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you.